91.3 WLRN presents Topical Currents. South Florida's great outdoor recreation climate is second to none. Isn't it the main reason we live here? Good afternoon, Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. This hour, we learn about some wow projects anticipated for some vital Miami areas with community planners and activists. What if the historic Rickenbacker Causeway was turned into Rickenbacker Park? We have the lowdown on what's called Plan Z to add acres of recreation areas and bikeways. And consider the miles of space beneath Miami-Dade's Metrorail trek from Brickell to Dadeland. Could the shady area be a better use? It will be, and named the Underline. That's next. First, the news. And we're back, 7 minutes past 1 o'clock. It is today's Topical Currents, Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. It's our Monday edition.
Happy Monday.
You too. And this hour, we look at South Florida opportunities for increased and improved recreational space. We concentrate on Miami-Dade-based projects today.
And with us is architect Bernard Ziskovich, who's led Ziskovich Architects for some 40 years. We're especially interested in their Plan Z project on the Rickenbacker Causeway. We welcome you, Bernard.
Thank you.
Welcome, Bernard. Also in studio is the founder and president of The Underline. She's Meg Daly. It's a nonprofit group which seeks to create a linear park from the land beneath Miami's Metro Rail system, particularly adjacent to South Dixie Highway on the way to Dadeland. Thanks for coming, Meg.
My pleasure. Thanks.
And we have attorney Eli Steers, who chairs the City of Miami Parks and Recreation Advisory Board. He's a partner at Arnovitz Law.
Close enough.
Aronovitz. No, I want Aronovitz Law. That's what I thought. Aronovitz Law, and a fervent advocate for bicycling in South Florida. We welcome you as well.